Back now with new ways to keep your kids safe while they're glued to their phones. So many kids got new devices for the holidays. But what is your child doing and who are they in contact with on that new smartphone? Well, there's an app for that. Our national investigative correspondent Jeff Rawson shows us how parents are using new tools to take control in tonight's Rawson Reports.
Kids leading secret lives on their phones. But now, three smartphone apps designed to help you monitor their every move. Perfect for the Totolis and their two teenage kids.
So we've downloaded the apps on your kids' phones.
Okay.
Have a seat. And we can monitor everything from your laptop right here.
Awesome.
First, there's NetNanny.
The cool thing about this one is you can actually choose the exact websites that you want blocked on your kids' phones.
That's great. Awesome.
But it goes a step further. You can block the type of website. So dating sites, nudity, pornography, tobacco. You can block those.
Super helpful, yeah.
But it goes even a step further than that. Suicide, for example. You can set it to warn mode, so you will get a warning if your kid types suicide in.
That's super helpful, I think, because of the cyberbullying, everything that happens in the teen's life that's so common today.
App number two does even more, called Secure Teen.
This one gives you your kids' call logs, but it goes even a step further than that. You can actually read your kids' text messages.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
As scary as that may be.
I know, it's a great tool.
But app number three may be the most advanced of all, called TeenSafe. Even pinpointing your child's exact GPS location instantly.
Any mom who has a kid who drives.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
This app actually gives you the exact coordinates of where he is at any given time, no matter where he is. Like, we have him called up right
here. Oh, I see him there in the deli.
And the app is right. We actually have a camera with her son, and he is at that deli.
And here's the coolest thing of all. We obviously worry about texting and driving.
Absolutely. We tell my kid all the time, don't text and drive.
If you actually think he could, and you know he's going from somewhere to somewhere, and you don't even want him to have the option.
Absolutely.
Pick up your phone real quick. Let me show you this. Click on the TeenSafe app.
Okay.
You see the pause button?
Yes.
Just hit pause.
Okay.
His phone is frozen.
No way.
My phone's locked. I can't do anything. I can't text.
For a parent, I think this is fantastic.
Your son will hate you, but you'll use this.
Yes.
He'll be safe though.
Yes, and that's the most important.
High-tech hovering that could make all the difference. Jeff Rawson, NBC News, Kinnelon, New Jersey.
Keeping him safe. Back in a moment.